Typically, in Tibetan Buddhist tradition, often an offering practice like this is embedded in the daily practice. So that before even entering into the natural love and awareness practice, you do this offering, an offering practice like this, and it carries you into the other one. And so that you enact this profound ritual form, if you will, of being like totally offered up, bringing out your deepest motivation, the strongest force of your will, your desire to be completely given over to the practice, which is half of the struggle right there. Explicitly bringing it out and letting it take the form of completely offering you up, meaning your entire experience world, including all the categories of it that mostly are even not even conscious to us, beginning to inventory and bring into conscious awareness much that's been subconscious to us, little by little, day by day. And then from the offering, then we're in a position to deeply receive, and then comes the receiving practice, like the receiving of love. So here, receiving from the Buddha at the center of all the benefactors, or receiving from God, or whatever the deepest, the image of deepest spirituality before you, or presence of that. We've made the commitment. We're offered up enough. Now we can receive. So you receive it so deeply into all the channels of your mind and body. And then finally just get so swept away by that that now you may be in a position to begin to let go more fully. And even as things come up, so that it feels like, well, I can't completely let go, or I can't just be, or I can't just relax. And those things can be offered up. They're not a problem. They're part of the practice. So they just can increasingly become, we move from the outer offering of objects of all the senses, the most beautiful things we can imagine of all the senses, and then we go to the inner offering of body and possessions and workplace and whatever you think of as mine, my relationships, my wife, my children, all offered to the Buddha. And then, believe me, we get along better when I do that. You know, it's not like literally they're being taken away to somebody else. They're being offered to your best self. And then further inner offering, all your emotions, and it's very specific and rigorous, the object of the emotion or the whole gestalt or atmosphere of it, but especially important, the sense of self in the emotion, the feeling. In your lusts, in your desire, in your intense feeling of anger or hatred or grudge holding, your jealousy, your intense depression or feeling of inadequacy. Take the whole gestalt, the whole feeling of it, and the sense of self in it, which is all just a concept. It's all just radiant patterning of awareness. So that becomes, do the practice, let it become radiant offering. It already is, actually. And this way, there's a very profound and deep message running through the whole practice, that the entire thing was radiance all along, and that we don't actually have anywhere we need to go, and that Buddha nature is the essence of everything we've been experiencing all along. You follow? It's profound. And that's why eventually, down through every layer of our being, every aspect of our being, eventually, little by little, the message increasingly gets through, that it's already radiant, it's radiance all the way down. It always was. There was never anything more substantial than that in the nature of our actual experience. You might say, oh, but this is substantial. Hear that? Well, it sounds substantial. But what about my experience of it? Is my experience of it substantial? The hearing of it substantial? The feeling on my body substantial? None of it substantial. Nothing within our experience is substantial. It never has been. There's nothing findable in it. Nothing graspable in it. Nothing substantial in it. There never was and there never will be and there isn't now. It's all radiance all the way down. Empty, radiant patterns of experience. Nothing more. Never was anything more. Suffering practice takes us into the embodied, increasing depth of recognition of that. Not just a lot of talk about it. We're way beyond talk, if you learn to do it. Way beyond talk, way beyond just thinking about it. You experience it for yourself. That's the idea. Any questions and points of interest in our tour? Okay.
Whoa. A couple of questions about radiance, substantiality.
Oh, look closer to your mouth.
Substantiality in particular.
Yeah.
One is has to do with radiance around negative emotions or destructive emotions.
The radiance is not around them. They are radiance.
They are radiance. Can, yeah. you kind of...
Comment on that?
Yeah, comment on that.
Yeah, just take whatever emotion you're experiencing. Experience one right now. Do you want me to piss you off or something so you can experience
it? No, that's okay. That's easy enough.
Okay, it's funny. That's an emotion. Okay. So experience that, right? Take the whole gestalt, the whole feeling of that, and take the sense of self in it. Even when we're laughing, we're still holding on in some way to some sense of self in there, trying to hold ourselves together. So it's like that. You can feel that sense of self holding on in there. Take that, your experience of that, and just let that become radiant offering from your heart to the Buddha image before you. And this intense desire, this deep, sincere wish to be completely offered up, then this sense of just freely offering it up. Oh, God, I finally have a way to do it. Just offering it up. And as you do that, as it becomes radiance from your heart, you begin to experience yourself. I can't tell you this. You have to experience it. You experience it yourself. Do it. Do the practice 1,000 times. And tell me you don't experience this. Mm-hmm. Not just one time. And then that sense of self having been offered up in this way again and again and again is substantial, is real, is graspable. Mm-hmm. I think you'll find it's not.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So therefore, it's not the radiance around emotions. The emotions are radiance. The emotions are already qualities of enlightenment in weird patterns. That's it. Somehow our qualities of enlightenment got weirdly patterned. There's nothing more to them. Yeah.
And with all of the visualizations, I have trouble with the picture part. I've had to pick up a hose sometimes and actually see it or see photographs. Is that a problem?
Well, it's not really a problem. First of all, because we actually, all of us have a more of a picture capacity than we tend to think. We're not used to taking up a discipline like this, so we tend to shut down and then say, well, I'm not a picture person. But actually, we all are. Just like, don't think about elephants. Suddenly they come into your mind. Don't think about the Eiffel Tower. Can the Eiffel Tower come into your mind? And so forth, right? So now the Empire State Building, your daughter's face, whatever. Actually, we're quite adept at it. We all are. So then it's just a matter of familiarity with whatever it is that we're envisioning before us. I think it's very helpful to just stare at a picture. So, like, I love Tara. I confess, it's romantic secrets, but I love Tara. She is a central divine figure of offering in Tibet for various reasons, or any form of the Buddha is wonderful. And so I stare at pictures of Tara and statues of Tara whenever I see them. I just sort of stare at them. I don't think about them. I don't try to interpret them. I mean, there are other times for that, but I'll just stare at them. And then you can kind of close your eyes, and you automatically are holding the after image for a while. So you might want to just get a picture of whatever it is you want to envision and learn to hold the after image, and gradually it just becomes natural for you to hold it in some form.
I think it's the actual movement of radiance flowing. So, because I think I see things in my head better when I've seen a photograph of them. And I haven't seen a photograph of them. But will it come in time?
You mean the radiance coming from the heart? You just think that's happening. You don't have to worry about that.
Okay.
It's more of a feeling of just being offered up. That's why it's phrased as, let this strong, sincere desire to be completely offered up, completely given over, to become completely one with the Buddha. Just let that take shape as this flow of radiant energy from your heart.
Okay.
Of
that
rainbow
sense.
Light. You just think that that's happening. It's enough. It's already kind of like a blessing.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. And then right there.
As a supportive practice, can this offering practice be incorporated more throughout your day as well as at a separate time?
Absolutely. One of the profundities of this practice is when you're undergoing your familiar emotions during the day, familiar feelings and reactions during the day, we do. Often people ask me, okay, we've had all kinds of teaching and we've learned about Dzogchen and there are kinds of practices we've been doing, but I get completely caught in my emotions. What am I to do? I just need something. Throw me a lifeline. This is it. This is something that can really be a lifeline. You experiment. So if you become familiar with it in the formal meditation session, then right there in the middle of your day, in the middle of your anger, oh, here I go again, I'm so angry at this guy. I know it's insane, but I can't get rid of the feeling, as if that was the point. But then if I'm not supposed to just get rid of the feeling, what the hell do I do with it? Oh, rest in the natural state. I can't do that. I hate this guy's guts. I'm now fantasizing about strangling him. What do I do with all that? This is the beauty of this practice. Let me tell you what you do with that. You take all those fantasies, you don't try to suppress them or hide from them or get them to go away at all, because they can all be seized as the path of nirvana. The more you fantasize strangling the guy, fine. Just take, be sure to take the object, the sense of self, the feeling, the whole gestalt, the whole atmosphere of it, let it all become radiance from your heart. And then you think, but I'm still angry. Great, more offering. Everything, every fantasy is coming up, totally, totally offered up. So it calls you back to your intense desire to be completely offered up, suppresses nothing, represses nothing, hides from nothing, and appropriates and seizes samsara for the path of the Buddha. Every bit of it. That's the genius of it. You do that right in your day. There you have it. It's in the palm of your hand. Use it well.